On top of the tallest academic building on the Boise State campus sits a large metal dome. It's an observatory that's been at the school for more than 35 years. At one point, the dome was a hive of activity, giving students and the public a chance to peer deep into our solar system. But now it sits mostly empty and unused after years of neglect. One man wants to change all that. Brian Jackson is an astronomer who teaches in the BSU Physics Department. Before he came to Boise, he worked at NASA's Goddard Space Flight Center. Today, he's starting a crowdfunding campaign in an effort to raise enough money to get the observatory back up and running. He took our Samantha Wright on the top of the education building at Boise State.
We're standing in the observatory dome right now. It's this beautiful old building. You can really get a sense of the history of this university just by standing right here.
And just like you see in the movies or on documentaries, you can open up a slice of the dome.
There's a shutter that opens up on the dome and gives us a nice view of the night sky so that the telescope is both sheltered by the dome, but also there's a nice opening where we can actually see the night sky. Or in this case, we're actually seeing the beautiful sunlight. The Boise State Observatory was built back in 1977, originally on top of the science building that we're next to. And then in 78, when they finished the education building, they actually moved the dome to the top of the education building. So now it's on top of this really tall building. This is the tallest building on campus. And so we just have this really beautiful view of the surrounding city and then of the night sky.
What happened to the dome? You said it started in 77. What happened between now and then that it stopped being used?
There was a lot of enthusiasm when the dome was first installed. There was a very active student group, and so it was very active for many years. And at some point, there was a break-in. This is, I think, late 90s, early 2000s, and some equipment was stolen. And I think there was a lot of hesitance to use it regularly to store a lot of the equipment in here because there was concern about other break-ins. So far as I know, they never caught the person. They never recovered the equipment. But since then, there's been some pretty substantial improvements to the security. It's very hard to get onto the roof now, even into the dome. As you saw, there's a nice lock on the door. Now I think it's the time to refurbish the thing and get it up and running again, really start using it again for astronomy and public outreach.
You've got a telescope. So what is the money that you're fundraising for going to pay for?
We already have a really nice telescope. It's in great shape. So what we need, though, is the mount to put the telescope on. We found a nice robotic mount that will control the telescope and point it very precisely and allow us to actually steer the telescope remotely. We have some other nice refurbishments to the observatory we'd like to implement. We need to get an internet connection put in so that we can actually live stream what the telescope is seeing. And then some other equipment and software to run the observatory and the telescope.
Tell me about the telescope itself. What can you see with the telescope when you have it up and running? What will people be able to see through the telescope into space?
We have a nice 16-inch Schmidt-Cassegrain, so it has a huge aperture. It's a lot bigger probably than most telescopes people have seen or own. Once it's up and running, we're going to be able to look at the moon. We're going to be able to look at Jupiter. You'll be able to see banding in the clouds on Jupiter, which is hard to see with a smaller scope. You'll be able to make out the moons of Jupiter very clearly. You see the rings of Saturn. It's going to be a really great instrument to sort of blow the minds of our fellow Boisians here.
So you're going to have events that are open to the public, and also you're going to use it for research.
The hope is to use the telescope both for public outreach and for research. Of course, in the middle of downtown Boise, that's not ideal for astronomy. You are going to have some light pollution. But fortunately, Boise is not that big a city, so light pollution isn't as bad as in other cities. And they do actually research using telescopes in downtown LA. So I think we're going to be much better off here. So what you do is you choose targets that where you're not so sensitive to the light pollution. We're going to be able to look at the atmosphere of Jupiter, I believe. We're going to be able to do maybe some asteroid occultations and even look for the transits of extrasolar planets from downtown Boise.
Why is this important?
Boise is this really great city. Myself, I've only just gotten here over the last year, and I'm already really impressed with the city and the people. And I was really surprised to find that although there are observatories nearby, there's not one in Boise. Every time I talk with the public about astronomy, there's so much enthusiasm for astronomy. And very often people ask me about an observatory on Boise State. Maybe they'd heard about it, or there was rumors that they heard, and they really want to come up and look through the telescope. And I have to tell them every time, well, it's not up and running yet, but it will be soon. I just think there's so much interest in this. When the observatory was running and they had public outreach events, there were people lined up down many flights of the education building waiting hours to have just a peek through the telescope. So I think there's a huge amount of support for this sort of thing in the city.
Assistant Professor Brian Jackson has 1 month to raise $8,000 through BSU's Pony Up campaign. The university will also contribute funding. The hope is to get the telescope up and running by next spring.